I think the first thing I need to do is see where Freddie is. So if he gives me the signal, all right, okay. All right, so if he gives me the signal, I can comply. Probably take me 5 to 10 minutes to wrap it up. But I'll try to do the best I can. Well, you can see we're not going to waste any time. In contrast, one of the fellows working the thing back there said, is that where it starts? I said, yeah, that's where it starts. In contrast. We talked this morning about our program, the teaching program, and principles that were involved. Deep principles, basic fundamental principles that have to do with approach to Bible study, approach to God, seeing the idea that there is a relationship with God that we are aiming toward, and so on. And so everything that we've done has been done with an end to bring about that relationship. And so, in contrast, here are some of the things that I'd like to point out that are sometimes done. And of course, obviously, we can't have an extensive study on this point. But I want you to think very carefully about the things I'm going to say here as ways that some people teach. And I would like for you to think about these points and see that these are not recommended ways to teach. And that when we follow these ways, they will sooner or later lead us into serious error and trouble. There's been too much of a tendency to go hunting for a lesson in every story. Now, this is not to say there is no lesson. There is a lesson. Everything that God has written in His book has a purpose. And there is a lesson involved. But sometimes we are so intent on what we would like a passage to say, we want to make that passage say what we would like it to say rather than asking, what does it say? I firmly believe that God is capable of revealing His will in language that we can understand. And that He has revealed that will in the language that He endowed us with. Therefore, He is able to communicate with us in a way that we can figure out what He said and not have to make things up. So that when we are studying, remember, we are not looking in it to see, oh, wonder what all I can get out of this. See, banish that idea completely from your mind. Oh, wonder what all I can get out of this. No, that's not what we're doing. There is a lesson in the passage, and only very rarely must one hunt for it. Our job is to see what that lesson is. Not to invent one. Not to go hunting other lessons. But to find out what that lesson is and deal with it. In most of the stories that are told in the Bible, first we learn lessons about God and then we learn lessons about human relationships. In other words, every story we're seeing something about God who wants us to know about this. So we're getting an idea about what God wants. We're getting an idea about how God feels. But in a lot of those stories, we are also learning things about human relationships as well. You see? So all we have to do is look at that story, let that story speak to us and say, now what's being done here? What's happening here? What is God doing here? What are the people doing here? And then we can see the lesson that is there. And this is what we are to understand. So we do not need to invent lessons. I'm not accusing anyone here of doing that. But I do know in a lot of places that this is the method that has been done. You find out, oh no, I've got to teach. Well, let's back that up and go at it another way. Maybe someone says, oh, you mean I've got to teach? Oh, let's back that up again. Oh, you mean I'm going to have the privilege of teaching? See, it's interesting, isn't it, how many different ways there are of looking at this matter of getting the opportunity to teach. But when you do it, then what do you say? Well, I don't know anything about that. Well, that's problem one. And that problem's going to have to be dealt with, or you are not going to do a good job teaching. In fact, a lot of the problems that we have had in the church have been because we have tried to figure out how people can teach the Bible without knowing the Bible. Many of the worst things that have been done, so far as teaching programs are concerned, have been done because we're trying to figure out a way to enable people to teach what they do not know. So we must study very, very carefully. And when we study that lesson, we must remember this is God speaking to me. I want to open my ears and I want to listen very carefully to what He's saying. This is the attitude that we need to have. And draw out the lesson that is in the passage. Emphasize the primary lesson in the passage. Whether that passage be a story, or whether that passage be maybe a figure, an illustration, or if it is more of a discussion of a topic, or whatever it may be. Emphasize the primary lesson of the passage. Now think about this. When one is emphasizing what is in the passage, then the passage itself acts as the vehicle that carries the lesson. Now, for example, if you were going to preach a sermon on some topic, the best thing for you to do is, when you think of that topic, think of some story or passage in the Bible where that topic is really dealt with. Make that the center, the core of your lesson. So that then as you teach that passage, the passage itself will be the vehicle of your message. Do you see that? You see, it won't be like you're trying to drive a car and all you've got's four wheels. Try driving a car and all you've got's four wheels. I don't believe you could do it. But if you will treat that passage as the vehicle, use that, base your approach on that passage. And then, yes, bring some other points in, elaborate, expound. But when you use the passage that teaches the point that you're making, then the passage acts as the vehicle that carries the lesson, and you're not going to have to make something up to carry the lesson. See, that is a very powerful principle to remember. On the other hand, if one is emphasizing something that is not in the passage, maybe it's mentioned in the passage, maybe, yeah, it touches on that idea somewhat, then the point you're making is not going to be obvious. That means you are going to have to labor to make your point. You're going to have to just work and work and work to make that point because the passage you have chosen is not really dealing with that. It's not emphasizing that. So it's much better not to teach that point on a passage that barely touches on it. And instead find another passage that really deals with that and use that one. So remember that if one is emphasizing something that's not in the passage, the point is not going to be obvious and the lesson will have to be forced. You're going to have to get blood out of a turnip, as the old saying goes, and that also is a very difficult thing to do. One will wind up having to draw the lesson from another passage somewhere else. When you get a passage that does not really teach what you're saying, yeah, it touches on it, but it doesn't really teach it. Then in order to teach what you're wanting to teach, instead of using that passage, you're going to have to use this one over here and that one over there and this one over here and that one over there to patch the lesson together. And particularly is this true if you're talking about a topical lesson. But the same principle is true when you're talking about a story itself. You want to teach the story and you want to teach the lessons that are found in the story. The things that are emphasized. Many times there are helpful thoughts that are actually expressed. Now, one comes to mind. If I were going to be talking about Daniel in the captivity, and I'm thinking about Daniel right at the beginning when he is conducting himself in a way to maintain his integrity before God and all of that, there's a verse, it's Daniel 1:8, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Now that statement right there in that first chapter captures the message of the first chapter, the story that is told. The story that is told is expressed in that verse. And very often, in the story itself, you're going to have a verse that will say, it will state the very principle that you're going to be interested in bringing out from telling that story. If we wait until we get to that other passage or that other story, then we will study in its context where the idea is emphasized. Now, for example, suppose we're studying in an epistle such as Romans, or we're studying in 1 Corinthians, or we're studying in Hebrews, fairly lengthy epistles. That's not a topical study. But as you're studying, you're going to come across various points that are made. And so you may go in one and you say, oh, that reminds me of, and it reminds you of something that is not really dealt with much there. But you really, that somehow captures your mind, and so you're really going to camp out on that, when actually the point that you may have thought of is dealt with much more fully in some other passage. Well, when you take a whole Bible approach to studying the Word of God, then you're going to get to that passage. You're going to get to them all. And that means that every topic is going to have its context where that topic is emphasized. And when you study it like this, the whole Bible approach, then you're going to wind up studying that other passage. And then you're going to have a context where the idea that you have thought of is heavily emphasized. And you won't have to just, you won't have a terrible time making your point, because it'll be there in the passage itself. Now, I want to talk with you a little bit about the Foundations class. Now, some of you, a lot of you know about that, but others of you may have heard of it, but you don't really know what it's about. I want to tell you what it's about. I want you to understand the purpose that's involved in the Foundations class. This is the class in which the Bible is studied from beginning to end every 3 years. Every 3 years. We have found by experience that this gives long enough to deal with every story and summarize every book. Admittedly, you have to watch what you're doing to stay on the schedule. Now, someone said, oh, I don't like to stay on schedule. Yes, and there are those who take 7 years to study the book of Revelation. And when they've gotten through, nobody going out of that class can tell you any more about that book than they could when they went in. There is a time to study and delve deeply into the Scriptures. But that's not when we're in Bible 101. And the course that has been skipped with more people than any other course is Bible 101. We all want to jump right into nuclear physics without having had Math 101 or Science 101. And what we need to do is to make sure that we have a firm grasp on the basic narrative that is told throughout the Bible. And that's what this Foundations class is aimed at doing. So no, we do not camp out on passages and dwell on passages and stay a long time and really, really wring all that we can out of the passage in this. But that's not what we're trying to do here. What we're trying to do here is to lay the broad foundation of Bible knowledge based on the entire Bible. That's why this is called the Foundations class. And while we're at it, I would like for you to remember something else. Please make a note of this in your mind. That the Bible itself has a theme, therefore we don't have to give it one. It has its very own God-given theme. And the core of the Bible is the narrative which is told beginning with the first words of Genesis 1:1 and takes us all the way through the Old Testament and all the way through the New Testament. And everything in the book is built on and around that narrative. So that as we're studying the narrative of the Old Testament, we get to the law. We hang the law on the narrative. The narrative gives it a context that it doesn't have otherwise. When we get to the wisdom literature, we put the wisdom literature into the narrative. The narrative is the context. It is the framework. When we get to the prophets, we put the prophets on the framework of the narrative. The narrative gives the prophets a context. And then when we get to the New Testament, we have the epistles. And the epistles, likewise, are put on the framework of the narrative, which gives it the context that it needs to be understandable. Now, this is the principle that is behind the idea of the Foundations class. And not only is that Foundations class being used to teach this information, but it is being used to teach this information because this is what you are to do when you get into your class. Or this is what you are to do with your child. It is what you are to do with your friend. It is what you are to do with anyone whom you have the opportunity to teach. So this is the Foundations class. That's what it's all about. This class ensures that everyone will have been taught the basics of Bible knowledge. And whereas I'm happy, I love to see good Bible students. And yet through the years, I wasn't always a good Bible student. I had to learn. And so there's no shame in not being one. The shame is in remaining a poor Bible student. This is to help you to accomplish the task of becoming a good Bible student. And again, listen. See, we're not talking about something that maybe I'll have a little plaque, or maybe I'll have a little diploma, or maybe I'll have... No, that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is that relationship with God that I was talking about this morning. We cannot have that relationship with God unless we know God. And we can't have that relationship with God unless we know His will. And we have to aim at knowing all of it. And so there are those who are better taught than others. That's fine. But we want to make sure that this is offered to everyone so that we can try to have everyone on the same page when it comes to this matter of Bible knowledge. The Foundations class not only does that, but secondly, it follows the principle that one needs to study first what he is going to teach. One needs to study first what he's going to teach. Now, in the teaching that I've done on this, I've used lots of illustrations. I will use one at this point. You are going to have brain surgery. That is not a pleasant task, not a pleasant thing to look forward to. You're going to have brain surgery. Your head has already been shaved, if it needed to be shaved. It has been diagrammed. We're ready. You're lying on the gurney, about to be rolled in. And then the bad news comes that the doctor did not show up. The surgeon has not shown up. And the backup did not show up. So we're either going to have to cancel your brain surgery, or there is a fella that's out in the waiting room and he's read lots of medical magazines and things like that, and he's willing to take a whack at it. And we would all say, and he's not going to take a whack at my head. Why? I want him to know what he's doing. Why? Because he's going to be dealing with my head and my brain. Yes, my physical head and my physical brain. But isn't it true that when we're teaching God's Word, whether it's studying it for ourselves so that we can learn it, whether we're teaching it to our children, whether we're teaching it to our neighbor, wherever and however we're teaching God's Word, we need to know it as well as we can know it. Therefore, the Foundations class is designed to help us to study first what we are going to teach. And by this method, those who have never really gained the Bible knowledge they need will do so. That's what this is designed to accomplish. And this method will also provide a refresher course for teachers who are preparing to teach the next quarter. They drop back in the Foundations class, and they have a refresher course to help them be prepared to teach their class. Now, this is made possible also because the classes of our young people study one quarter behind the Foundations class, you see? So you always have that opportunity to refresh your knowledge and to do a lot of your preparation before you then go out and teach the class that you're going, and you turn around and teach exactly what you just got through studying. That is a very, very good way of learning. So the Foundations class provides structure and guidance for each class. It saves the teacher a lot of time in preparation as well. Preparation does not all have to be done during the quarter that one teaches. When one comes out of the Foundations class and immediately teaches what he's just studied, it greatly adds to what he's learned and reinforces it. It reinforces it. This is a very powerful tool in learning, and that's one of the reasons why we do it this way. All the classes of our young people from high school down continue in the cycle of study of the whole Bible. Now, we have the liberty, because of our young people that have been in this pretty well all their lives, when they get up into the high school years, we have the option sometimes of having a period of special study for them. We've done that more than once. And so we have that period of special study for them on some topics that are of concern to them. And we can do that because by now they have been through the cycle quite a number of times and are fairly well grounded in it. And so we can afford to take some time and discuss some other subjects that they may be needing. By now, at this point, we have several of our men teaching the Foundations class. And we will have one and then another. But we try to do the very best job that we can in this Foundations class because we're setting an example. We're trying to do the very best job we can of teaching in order that we may instruct and fill in the gaps of knowledge, but also to set the example of how to do the very best job that one can. And at least some of the time, some of our men, I know, are turning around. They have just taught the Foundations class on the adult level. They come out, they turn around, and they immediately teach the same material to a younger class. Now, I know that Wayne and Larry have done that. Others may have, but I know that they have done that. And this is really powerful in helping you to learn. Helping you to learn and fix that information in your mind. Now, we also have alternate classes. I'm wanting everyone to know this. And I know that a lot of our older ones, we do know that. But a lot of our new ones and younger ones might not. After a church, in this case, it's this one. After a church has gone through the Foundations class study a couple of times, as we did, then there need to be alternate classes in which other books and subjects are studied in more depth. And we do that. We are doing that even now. A glance at the subjects that have been dealt with in the auditorium, in the ladies' class, and in the other adult class will show that there has been a great range of subject matter. We've also had classes for college age and young adults. That would be wind up being four alternate adult classes. Now, the alternate classes give a good choice for students who are not in the Foundations class. In the auditorium class, we're completing a study of 1st and 2nd Corinthians and Romans. We're now studying the book of Romans. The ladies' class is studying the history and geography of the Bible story. And the other adult class is studying the book of Proverbs, and my understanding is they're studying it this quarter and will study it one more quarter. Right? Okay. So this gives you a little bit of a summary about what's going on. It gives you a little bit of an idea about the arrangement of our classes and what we're trying to do. We would strongly like to encourage you, if you have not been in the Foundations class, for a systematic study through the whole cycle, to plan to go in and participate in that study. We'd like for you to think about that and do that. That class is being taught right now by Larry Wisdom, and they have just begun the cycle over again, and therefore are in the book of Genesis. And the quarter will go through November. And Larry told me today that they are about at the flood. Right, Larry? So about at the place of the flood. So it certainly will not be too late to get into that class. So the course is planned, as I said earlier, to take 3 years. If you're going to be teaching a class, also make plans to be in the Foundations class so that it will help you to be prepared. We believe you will experience a leap in the growth of your Bible knowledge if you will do this. I know it is our hope and desire that that take place. I know as I think about my life, myself, and as I think about others whom I know and love and have been close to, I don't know of anything that I would emphasize more than having this thorough knowledge of God's Word. But there is something else that must go with that knowledge, and that is a zeal for the Lord. A zeal to do His will. A zeal that does not compromise. A zeal that burns with desire to do that which the Lord says. And in this way, we draw closer to Him. If you're not a Christian tonight, that is our desire, to help you to learn how to be a Christian. Believe in Jesus. Repent of your sins. Confess your faith and be baptized to have your sins removed. And then give your life to God and live that life His way. Follow the example of Jesus. If you have been a Christian but you have wandered away and you have ceased to be faithful, we'd like to encourage you to repent of your sins. Come back to the Lord and be restored. If we can help you in either of these ways, we invite you to come as we stand and sing.